My audiobooks.ai presents The Off-Season Record, what an August ocean temperature high really means at that time of year. On August 22, 2026, a number crossed a threshold that the planet's oceans had never crossed before at that time of year. The daily global average sea surface temperature of the world's extrapolar oceans, everything between 60 degrees south and 60 degrees north, reached 21.1 degrees Celsius, according to the Copernicus Climate Change Service. The previous record, 21.09 degrees, had stood since March 2024. The margin was 1/100th of a degree. The date was the finding. At myaudiobooks.ai, you can create your own audiobooks from prompts, turn your documents into audio, all with one subscription, and store your items in your own personal library. Here is why 1/100th of a degree in August is stranger and more alarming than the same margin in March. The ocean has a seasonal heartbeat. Surface temperatures peak in March and April, when the Southern Hemisphere summer has been warming the vast Pacific for months, and then decline through the boreal summer toward a September minimum. Every record in the instrumental era has followed that calendar, set in the northern spring, broken in the northern spring. A record set on August 22nd means the ocean failed to cool on schedule. It means the largest heat reservoir on Earth absorbed so much energy through the middle of the year that its seasonal decline was overridden. And it did so, the meteorologists note, amid a strengthening El Niño, the Pacific's recurring warm phase, which is usually described as releasing heat to the atmosphere rather than storing it. The calendar, in other words, has started keeping evidence. Start with the instrument itself, because knowing how the number is measured tells you what it is worth. There is no single thermometer for the ocean. The Copernicus figure comes from a system called ERA5, a reanalysis that stitches together satellite measurements of the sea surface with millions of readings from buoys, ships, and floats into a single, physically consistent reconstruction of the planet. The 60-degree bands at each pole are excluded because sea ice corrupts the reading. You cannot take the temperature of water that is no longer there. The resulting number is a daily average over roughly 88% of the global ocean, computed to a precision of 1/100th of a degree. And the margin between the new record and the old one, 1/100th of a degree, is smaller than the uncertainty in any single day's estimate, which is precisely why the professionals look past any one day. A single record proves little. What proves something is that the records are now so close together and so casually broken that a day in August, the ocean's off-season, cleared a bar set by a day in March, the ocean's peak. The trend has become dense enough to repeal its own seasons. Section 1. The ocean as the planet's battery. To read this record honestly, you have to hold one number in mind, about 90%. That is the share of the excess energy trapped by greenhouse gases that the ocean has absorbed since the industrial era began. The atmosphere's warming, the number in the headlines, is the residue, the small fraction of the imbalance that stays in the air. The ocean is where the actual energy goes. And it is why climate science treats sea surface temperature as the planet's true thermometer. Air temperatures swing with weather, but you cannot fake the heat content of 300 million trillion liters of water. When the ocean sets a record, nothing statistical is happening. Physics is happening. The battery metaphor earns its keep in both directions. Stored heat is committed heat. Water that has warmed will expand for centuries as the warmth mixes downward. And thermal expansion alone accounts for roughly 1/3 of observed sea level rise, a share that grows as the ocean's deep layers catch up with the surface. Warm water is also fuel, the energy source that hurricanes draw on, which is why forecasters watch sea surface temperature the way engineers watch boiler pressure. Storms that pass over water a degree or two above normal can intensify faster than the historical baselines predict, and the catastrophic examples of recent years all share that signature. And warmth is a chemical environment. Corals bleach when temperatures cross thresholds they evolved within. Fisheries migrate poleward, chasing their thermal windows. And the marine food web reorganizes itself around water that is, on average, no longer the water it was. One number, 21.1, sits upstream of all of it.
A note on scale, because the ocean defeats intuition in both directions. The surface layer that set the August record is a skin, the top few dozen meters that mix with the seasons, sitting on an abyssal reservoir that has barely begun to warm. Yet even the skin is vast beyond ordinary figures. The heat content of the upper ocean alone has increased since the 1950s by amounts measured in zettajoules, units of 10 to the 21st power. And each year's current surplus is many times the total energy humanity generates from all sources combined. When scientists say the ocean has absorbed 90% of the excess, they are describing a ledger in which civilization's entire energy output appears as a rounding error against the sun-driven imbalance the ocean is quietly banking.
That is the account the August record drew against. It is not overdrawn. It is compounding. At myaudiobooks.ai, you can listen to this story and thousands of others that explore the hidden science and mechanics behind the headlines. Section 2, The Stacked El Niño. Now the complication, which is also the story's most interesting physics. An El Niño is not a warming of the world. It is a rearrangement. In a normal year, the Pacific's trade winds pile warm water into the western basin, and the eastern equatorial Pacific runs cool. When the trades weaken, that warm water sloshes east, the eastern Pacific flips warm, and the ocean releases stored heat into the atmosphere, which is why El Niño years set global air temperature records the following year, after the heat has had time to circulate. The 2023 El Niño drove the record global temperatures of 2024, including the old March sea surface mark. What is building now, the services report, is another strong El Niño, the second in 4 years, arriving on a baseline that never fully cooled from the last one. The way scientists describe this is a wave on a rising tide. The El Niño is the wave. Natural, cyclical, and by itself meaningless for the long trend. The ocean has always had them. The tide is the background, the accumulated heat content that no El Niño gives back. In the 1980s, a strong El Niño pushed sea surface temperatures to record highs that then receded. In the 2020s, the receding never happens. Each El Niño peaks higher than the last, and each trough between them now sits where the old peaks used to be. The August record is the tide announcing itself in the wave's off-season. When the current El Niño peaks, late this year or early next, the atmosphere will be handed a dose of heat released from an ocean that was already at record warmth before the cycle began. That is the mechanism by which 2027 is widely expected to challenge the warmest year ever measured. The supporting data fills in the frame. July 2026 posted the second warmest ocean surface temperatures on record, 1.25 degrees Celsius above the 1850 to 1900 baseline, per Berkeley Earth's independent accounting. In early August, Arctic sea ice extent ranked 9th lowest in the satellite record, and Antarctic 5th lowest, both consistent with an ocean reluctant to freeze. None of these figures is a record by itself. Together, they describe a system moving as a unit, surface, ice, and basin, in the direction the physics predicts. There is one more measurement subtlety worth knowing, because it is the kind of thing that armed skepticism with talking points for a decade. The shift from ship engine intake measurements to satellite and buoy coverage changed the baseline of the record slightly. The transition from buckets thrown over a ship's side in the 19th century to engine room thermometers to drifting autonomous floats each introduced small offsets that climate scientists correct for openly in published, debated adjustments. Skeptics pointed at those corrections and called them cooking. The answer always was the same. The corrections go both ways, and the groups making them, Copernicus, Berkeley Earth, the British and Japanese services, compete and disagree at the margins, yet every one of them shows the same curve. An August record is not an artifact of adjustment. It is the consensus of instruments that do not share a nationality, a method, or a motive. Section 3. What to watch. First, the reanalysis updates. ERA 5 figures are refined as late data arrives, so watch whether the August mark is confirmed or nudged. The confirmation matters more than the margin. Second, the El Niño peak itself, expected late this year. Its strength will set how much heat is transferred ocean to air, and therefore how the global air temperature records of 2027 fall or stand. Third, the coral season. Bleaching thresholds are crossed in the months after ocean heat peaks, and the world's reefs are now serially through those thresholds. The reef reports of the coming winter will read like a casualty list. Fourth, the hurricane season's remaining months. Every storm crossing the anomalously warm basins is a rapid intensification candidate, and the seasonal summaries will quantify how often that fuel was spent. Fifth, the Arctic refreeze. The September minimum and the pace of autumn freezing will show whether the ninth lowest extent was noise or the new floor. Sixth, the quietest and largest signal, the ocean heat content series itself, the measure of total stored energy in the full depth ocean, updated a few times a year by the research groups that maintain it. Surface records are the news. Heat content is the account balance. Section 4, the broader pattern and the open question. The pattern is the compression of the exceptional into the ordinary. A sea surface record set in March is an event. A record set in August, in the shoulder season of a warming cycle's second act, is a demonstration that the calendar of the old climate has lost its authority. The same compression is visible everywhere the ocean touches. 100-year coastal floods that now arrive annually. Marine heat waves that have increased in duration and extent to the point where the term no longer startles. Fisheries that moved so far poleward that treaties had to be renegotiated. The ocean is the slow component of the climate system, the flywheel that smooths the noise. And when the flywheel itself sets records out of season, the smoothing has become the trend.
Which leaves the question that has no measurement. The ocean will keep absorbing heat because physics does not negotiate. The current El Niño will peak and pass, and the trough that follows it will settle somewhere above the last one, and the records will keep arriving earlier in the season and closer together, until the idea of a sea surface record loses its news value altogether. The open question is not scientific, but civilizational. At what point does a number like 21.1, a hundredth of a degree, on a weekday, in the ocean's off-season, stop being a headline and start being simply the water? The planet has already answered the physics. It is waiting, patiently, at temperature, for the rest of us to finish the arithmetic.
At myaudiobooks.ai, you can create fiction, nonfiction, and turn your documents into audio, all stored in one place with a single subscription. Plus, get instant access to thousands of audiobooks and deep dive investigations. Learn more today at myaudiobooks.ai. This concludes the audiobook narration Thank you for listening.